You're listening to the Driving Confidence Podcast for drivers who want to be calm and confident on the road. We will be sharing tips, stories, and advice to beat driving nerves and anxiety and build your driving confidence. Whether you are just starting out as a learner or have had your driving license for years, if you want to transform how you feel about driving, this podcast is for you. So in this episode, we're delighted to welcome on Sally Grosso, who is a multi-award-winning clinical hypnotherapist using Rapid Transformational Therapy, or RTT for short. And she helps people glide through their upper limits and reach their true potential whilst remaining mindfully authentic in the process. She's passionate about helping people to bust through fears and phobias to enable them to live their lives unbounded. So, welcome, Sally.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
And welcome from me, too.
Oh, thanks, Kev.
I love that bit in your bio about helping people to bust through fears and phobias, because, of course, that's exactly why we've invited you on today.
Yeah, honestly. It just breaks my heart to think of people living their lives restricted because of these fears. And they're often irrational fears, some of them not so rational. I mean, things like creepy crawlies and stuff like that. We are wired to not like them because they carry bacteria and stuff like that. So it's nature's way of saying, don't go anywhere near. But the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference. So when it comes to driving anxieties, you know, specific types of phobias like bridges, lorries, tunnels, things like that, that people get so caught up in their mind about, I help them to reach a point where they don't have to love them, they don't have to hate them, but they're just indifferent. It's like a non-thing, you know, like this squeeze ball that I'm squeezing. It's a non-thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's the power.
Absolutely. That reminds me, often we talk about people being neutral. I'll often talk about you don't need to be positive or negative. Actually, neutral is a really great place to be, particularly when you're driving.
Yeah. But that's exactly the same sort of thing as I find when people are learning to drive. If you go one way or the other, make sure they're not confident or they're overconfident. But being in the middle somewhere, I say in somewhere in the middle, is normally best place to be.
Yeah, exactly. You actually want a little bit of anxiety when you're driving, but it's how you label it. Because I think you mentioned, Tracy, on my podcast that you want that bit of activation. You want to be in that sympathetic state. If you're not, you're half asleep, you know, and then you are going to have an accident. But what happens is people tend to link anxiety, or when they start to feel a little bit more anxious when they're going past a lorry or going over a bridge or in a tunnel, they link that with, I can't cope. Something's gone wrong in my body. Nothing's going wrong in your body. Your body is supposed to be moving more into that sympathetic state so that you focus. You know, you need that focus when you're going over a bridge or go past the lorry. It's just like, if you don't have it, then that's when the danger occurs. Because when you're in the sympathetic state, if you lean into it, actually narrows your focus down like a Formula One racing driver. You know, I always, in some of my script, I always say to people, you narrow your focus down like a Formula One racing driver, you know, so you get that sense that you're in control, you've got this, you're driving the car. It just feels better. Yeah.
It's interesting because I'm a lorry driver. I used to drive lorries all the time. So yeah. I've seen people come past lorries, or should I say, even attempt to overtake the lorry and then not.
Yeah.
And that resonates with me quite a lot because I've seen a lot of that. Obviously, we deal with it slightly differently now because I'm now in a car. And people are driving past lorries, and we try to, you know, deal with the skill and what their thoughts are with that. But if it becomes a phobia, how does it become a phobia of driving past a lorry or over a bridge or?
Well, phobias become phobias usually because of a traumatic event. Maybe they've had an accident with a lorry, or maybe they've had an accident over a bridge or in a tunnel, or they've seen something, usually as a child. You know, when you watch Jaws and you probably shouldn't have watched Jaws and you're 6 years old, right? And now you've got a fear of sharks. Okay, when you are a child, your brain, you are literally in hypnosis. So children's brains are wide open and they are so programmable, they are so suggestible. So this is why I worry about social media and TikTok and things like that with the kids watching, because they're literally programming themselves. So if a child or even a young adult or anyone really, you know, any age, we can be programmed. If you've seen something on telly, if you've seen something on social media, if it's happened to you in real life, because you have to remember that the brain cannot tell the difference between what is real and what is imagined. It's the same thing to the brain. That's why you've just got to be so careful. You create a program in your mind that says must avoid at all costs. And so your nervous system kicks in, overreacts, because it wants you to avoid.
I'm just going to jump in here to let you know about our Drive Calm Journal. We've created a 12-week prompt journal to support our listeners to take action and improve driving confidence. The journal includes questions, prompts, and exercises to create an action plan and an opportunity for reflection afterwards. Search Drive Calm on Amazon to take a look. We hope it helps. Thank you for listening. Find out about the different ways that you can work with us on our website, www.confidentdrivers.co.uk, and begin to transform the way you feel about driving.